I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. For the past 20 years, the annual event called Magic Barrel has brought writers and others together in Corvallis for an evening of readings to fight hunger. The 20th anniversary event will take place at the Whiteside Theater in Corvallis on Friday, October 25th, where author Barry Lopez will serve as MC. All the proceeds will benefit Lynn Benton Food Chair. Among the 9 diverse writers who will read is Lauren Kessler, whose most recent book is Counterclockwise, which details a year of adventures in the world of anti-aging. She joins us in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you again, Lauren.
Nice to see you.
Your writing has delved into many rather gritty aspects of our lives, from adolescence to Alzheimer's to now the anti-aging world. What have all those literary explorations and your own experiences given you in terms of perspectives about hunger?
I was looking at my books, and I write about food a lot. And I write about food from that privileged perspective of somebody who has enough to eat. In fact, often has too much to eat. And so part of Counterclockwise is really obesity and people eating too much and eating the wrong foods. But I think that food and its meaning in our lives, or the lack of food and its meaning in our lives, is enormously important in our culture today.
How does telling stories help to fight hunger and help to fight other issues that need work?
Well, I firmly believe that stories are how we understand the world, how we understand each other, how we understand ourselves. And when we know somebody else's story, we can't make them the other. We can't distance them. So there's empathy that comes immediately from hearing people's stories. I volunteer at the dining room here in Eugene, and I hear a lot of people's stories. People who, if you had seen them out on the street, you might be a little frightened of them, or you might pull back. And when you hear what has happened in their life and who they are, it is impossible to stay distant. It is impossible to not care.
In the context of the Magic Barrel, there will be a number of writers coming together with stories drawn from nonfiction, fiction, and poetry. What do you like about coalescing all those stories into a single event?
Well, I love that there's a connection between storytellers and the real world, that artists are not in some sort of separate area. Everybody here, whether it's in Corvallis or Eugene or the state of Oregon or our country, has an investment in stopping hunger, in feeding people. Whatever any of us can do, even if it's just reading out loud and getting people to donate a little bit of money, if we can get people in a room interested in our reading who are also interested in donating, then that's our contribution to this.
Lynn Benton Food Chair does such a good job of turning small amounts of dollars into large amounts of food. Every dollar turns into 15 pounds of food, so it seems like it should be an effective event in both the creative side and the social service side.
I love that every dollar turns into 15 pounds of food. People ought to think about that if they think, gee, I don't have thousands of dollars, I can only give $5. But think about what that $5 can do for feeding the hungry. That's pretty amazing.
Is there anything about your experiences in Counterclockwise that you won't be reading from that still feel relevant to this event and these issues?
It's such a privileged position to even care about extending your health and extending your life when there are so many people who every day need to just get enough calories to continue through the day. So in writing this book and then in working in volunteering for Food for Lane County here and in being asked to do the Magic Barrel, it really just makes me understand how important it is for me to use my position in that way, because it is a privileged position.
There's so much that we really do take for granted that we can't take for granted, and food is certainly one of those in this state where we have one of the highest rates of food insecurity in the country.
We all need to be doing far more than we are.
Author Lauren Kessler, who will be one of the 9 writers at the 20th anniversary edition of The Magic Barrel, a reading to fight hunger at the Whiteside Theater in Corvallis on Friday evening, October 25th. The evening will be emceed by Barry Lopez. Readings begin at 7 p.m. with live music at 6:30 p.m. by the blues duo of Dave Plain and Jeff Hino. All proceeds benefit Lynn Benton Food Chair. For more on Magic Barrel, visit magicbarrel.org. And for more on the books and essays of Lauren Kessler, laurenkessler.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.